In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Cute Code, Wood Elf, and Mythical present Ronstadt, starring Rhett MacLachlan and Link Neal, created by Jonathan Straley and Brandon Bestenheider. Episode 6, Freaks Come Out at Night.
Hello, listeners. Be advised this show uses immersive audio. It may seem like sounds are coming from around or behind you. Please use caution when operating a motor vehicle. The following episode contains depictions of sexual situations and violence that may be triggering for some audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Don't you just love a good dream? Roller skating with Aretha Franklin, inventing a new kind of curly fry. I've had some doozies.
Ooh, ha, ooh, ha, ooh, ha.
Then there's this dream, like one of Monty's Polynesian cocktails come to life, a Technicolor tiki extravaganza, a luau on the beach.
Aloha, Ronstadt.
Hula girls, fire eaters, dancers in masks, and Faye.
Dance with me, lover boy.
She wears a grass skirt, and I'm in a tropical print shirt covered in big yellow bananas. That's the giveaway. This is a dream. I wouldn't be caught decapitated in that.
Ronstadt, have another Mai Tai.
Don't mind if I do. What's cool? This is one of those dreams where you know you're in a dream, so you can bend the rules, cut loose. I'm breakdancing in the sand. I do a backflip over the bonfire.
Nice moves, Ronstadt.
What's even cooler? I know that the real life waiting for me when I wake up is even more unbelievable, because Faye and I hooked up.
Oh, yeah.
So please excuse me as I give myself over to this dream. You ever hear an electric ukulele? Boys, plug me in, would you?
You got it.
Wait. What's going on?
You blow!
Oh shit. My dream is turning into a
nightmare!
The Kahlua pig in the roasting pit comes alive. Charging right for us. Hula girls knock us around with whiplash hips. Watch it, sister. The masked dancers stab us with giant cocktail umbrellas.
Ow! Hey! That shit is sharp!
The entire luau closes in around us.
I'm out of here.
Faye runs for it, dives into the ocean. I lose sight of her in the surf.
Stick him in the fire pit!
No! No! Let go of him!
No! Faye! Faye! Oh, boy. Hold it. The bed is empty. Where is she?
Hello? Faye?
Faye?
Okay, that nightmare, I want to forget. But what came before?
Your belt won't.
Your bra won't either. I want to remember that.
Faye?
My apartment's barely big enough for a family of ferrets, so it takes me about 3 seconds to discover she's already split. Must have had an early meeting with her editor at the Weekly Whisperer or something. I give her a buzz.
So you want to talk to Faye, but right now there's no way. No way!
Voicemail. Bummer. Maybe she left a note on the door. A note on the door. Note. Damn. I suddenly remember a note I saw on the break room door. Mandatory meeting, Thursday. All night shift dispatchers must attend. This morning, right? 11 o'clock? Which pair of boots?
They're all black, man. Just pick one.
Patty wants me hide until she returns, but I can't lose the gig. Wait a minute. If I go out this door, I don't know if I'm being watched or followed or...
So become someone else.
Like a disguise? Not bad, Headvox. Oh, and thanks for not, interrupting last night.
Don't mention it. Like ever again.
Got a security blanket. Hattie's jam fixer elixir stashed in my pocket. My disguise is an old baseball cap I snagged from Gus's garage. Between the hat and my trusty shades, I'm practically invisible.
Hey, Ronstadt, looking good. What's that hat say? Get a room? How's about get a life? Boing!
So much for that. I ditched the cap.
Knee slapper?
I'm kind of in a...
Yeah, I know. You're kind of in a hurry to do a whole bunch of nothing. Way off to this time. You got a date with that witch again?
Who? Hattie?
Didn't know her name, but I've seen you together. I can always spot a witch. How do you think I found my ex-wife? Boing! Beware of magic users, Ronstadt. Witches in particular.
Hattie's good people.
Even the sweetest of Halloween candy could have a razor blade inside, eh? And folks with power always want more. Usually, they'll do anything to get it. Stick with ghosts and geists, Ronstadt. Kind of people you can trust.
You mean your kind?
You said it, pal.
Knee slapper doesn't know I've been messing with magic, too. But he sent me spinning. Should I be worried about the path I'm on? Should I be sketched about Hattie? Should this train be going faster?
Are you having trouble breathing?
I'm 20 minutes late for Tool's Be There or Be Fired meeting. I hustle through the dispatch area.
Hey, I think that guy's Ronstadt.
And race for the break room. Sorry, I'm... And it's... empty. Bunch of chairs set up. Nice, neat packets of info with everybody's names on them. Don't see mine.
Ronstadt! What the hell are you doing here?
I'm here for the meeting.
Yeah? Well, it's not for another 40 minutes, and it's not for you! Was there an email in your inbox?
No.
Exactly. Legitimate staff only. Hit the bricks. And don't take a donut!
That sucked. Add some anger to my anxiety. And I still haven't heard back from Faye. Headvox, text Faye.
That is not quite how I work.
Worth a try. I'll do it. The hula shaker just opened, and I'm the first one in. Maybe this isn't the slickest move, but the subway was packed to the gills. Might as well take the edge off with a cocktail or two.
You know I won't stop you, Retta.
Monty's got the afternoon off, but the substitute tender makes a pretty ruthless Mai Tai herself. I order four.
Four Mai Tais. For one guy.
And slink to the back booth. I can watch the door from here. Shadows won't be out until dark, but I'm guessing Wicked Wizards come in all shapes and sizes. Now, this is how you lay low. A man dressed all in black enters.
We haven't seen him in here before.
Did he just glare at me? The man takes a seat at the bar. Why does he have to look so much like Dracula? Nerves are flying. Better order another round. Excuse me! Hey, sweet luau. Wait, this is my dream. Oh. A recurring dream.
Aloha, Ronstadt.
Aloha, hula girls. What do you say we keep it sunny this go-round? Hey, there's Faye. Wait, don't swim away! What are you doing? What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Monty, what am I doing?
Blacking out in my bar. It's a first for you.
I'm just taking the edge off.
What's in your pocket? Ronstadt, you're carrying a flask now?
That's, a magic potion.
Look, your tab is out of control, and you're not far behind. Get it together. Could have drowned in all that spilled rum. Lucky that man over there flagged me down.
What man?
By the jukebox.
She points to the man in black. Dracula?
Dracula? That man's a priest or something.
Fine, Monty. I've got concerns, okay? Pressures you wouldn't even believe. I'll leave. Find myself a new watering hole. Not the only joint in town. Back on the street, I'm hit with a sobering sight.
What?
It's nighttime, my friend.
I noticed. Must have been passed out in there for hours. I stagger six or seven blocks when... What is that?
I was about to ask you.
I'm looking down an alleyway at a door, but it's just hovering. The door has no knob or handle, but there's a marking on it. The silhouette of an elongated figure with diamond-shaped eyes. I run my hand over the design. The figure turns ink black. I feel myself moving through the door without ever deciding to. And a second later, I arrive here. I've landed in what could only be a side B nightclub. See, Monty? Maybe I found my new haunt. It's sleek. Upscale, packed with people dressed to kill. Did I say people? Cool ears. I said, you've got cool ears.
You can't hear you, man.
Yep, okay. Partying in this circus tent is the extreme opposite of laying low. On the other hand, I don't want to seem suspicious.
Excuse me.
Better hang for a few.
So I said, you're not being paranoid, darling. I really do have eyes in the back of my head.
I suggest you try the kitten souls. They're marvelous.
When I queue up at the bar...
What are you drinking?
Hi. I'll take a large water.
Really? A water?
I'm elbowed aside by a goat-like beast with bushy fur and horns the size of traffic cones. Cute.
Puro mangasti. No.
My bad. Didn't mean to get here before you.
Never seen a thunderstruck before, have you?
I turn to face a smoky-eyed woman holding a fizzy drink that has something swimming through it. Yeah, I've heard the song. AC/DC jam.
Not thunderstruck. Thunderstruck. They say there's only three of them left in the entire world.
The sultry vixen introduces herself as Lorna Van. A movie starlet from the 40s.
Back in the day, I was something. Now I'm something else.
She asks if I want to share a cocktail. I'm about to tell her my heart belongs to a certain drummer, when all eyes turn to the door.
Good evening, sir.
Into the club rolls a figure dripping power, influence, danger. The chiseled, well-dressed man moves with purpose, flanked by a crew of flunkies.
Who's the alpha asshat?
Oh, he owns this gin joint. And you should watch your tongue. That is Kenna Lash.
Shit. Managed to put myself within spitting distance of the Shadow Master. Number one on my list of evil wizard wangs to steer clear of.
Sorry, Miss Van. I just remembered there's like 17 other places I'm supposed to be.
I keep my head down and push for the door, wading through the exotic crowd, trying to stay lost in it.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Sorry. Come through.
Where are you running to?
Running?
So pleased you're here. Wouldn't dream of letting you leave just yet, Mr. Ronstadt, isn't it?
Ronstadt?
Sounds like an idiot.
Looks like one, too.
What do you want us to do with him, Mr. Lash?
Bring him back to my booth, Zamora, so we can talk.
Talk?
Come on, haircut.
You know what his hair looks like?
Electrified linguine?
That's what I was gonna say.
So, Ronstadt, I must admit seeing you in the flesh is a severe disappointment. How could a scrawny hipster turd like you manage to cut down one of my Shadowmancers?
Ronstadt!
I want to hang you above the dance floor by that $2 necktie.
Ronstadt!
You picked a fight with the wrong mage. My desire to punish you, to cause you pain, to pulverize your... What are you doing?
He's taking your drink, sir. Now that's ballsy. Ha!
He missed his own mouth! I think this guy's got brain damage or something.
Ronstadt.
Enough of this shit. I want to know who you are.
Ronstadt.
And what you...
What the hell? What is this? Our new friend appears to be deflating.
Like a leaky balloon.
This goddamn thing isn't him. The real Ronstadt is still out there. Find him!
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Man, that was bonkers. Hattie's potion was a lifesaver. The elixir. Soon as I saw Kenner and his trash closing in, I chugged a few swigs and burped up a carbon copy of myself before slipping out the door. He seemed a bit simple. Even so, it appears Konstadt was able to trick Lash.
Two Ronstadts are better than one!
Wouldn't go that far. Speaking of trick, when I tumbled from Lash's club, I found myself on the Sunset Strip, half a city away from where I entered. Can only assume a place like that doesn't stay parked in any one spot for too long. The whole joint must be soaked in magic.
"911, what is your emergency?"
Could use a friendly face right now. I cut over to Vez's cubicle, but there's someone with more body and less hair sitting there. You're not Estevez.
No. No, I'm new. I am Todd.
I am Ronstadt.
Technically, it's Todd, because there's two D's. It's up to you, though.
Okay.
Oh, you're the guy who works in the elevator. Must be so much fun going up and down all day.
Actually, it's broken. It doesn't work.
Still, it sounds wonderful. Have you noticed all these cubicles are exactly the same? It's such a shame.
Well, play your cards right and rub the boss wrong enough times. Maybe we can get you working out of stall number 2 in the men's room, or even up on the roof.
Oh. You really think so? I don't want to get my hopes up.
Nice talking to you, Todd. You know what? I think I hear Vez.
Sit tight, ma'am. Help is on the way.
Vez, what are you doing over here? And what's that sound? Shit. Is that me?
No, it's my stomach. Tool's giving me a flare-up. He's on a warpath, bro. He moved my workstation before I showed up tonight. He doesn't want us fraternizing. He's pissed.
Isn't he always?
Whoa. Heads up. He's super pissed.
I walk into my office. Lights are out, but there's a silhouette at my desk.
Your lamp's not working.
Tool. Yeah, the bulb blew out last night.
So you've just been working in the dark?
I do some of my best work in the dark.
You want to get reported to human resources? Okay, so why am I here? Well, the other night, when I agreed to send the authorities to your caller with the, what was it? Oh, yes, a spirit attempting to leave a body?
It's trying to escape!
Well, no surprise, it was total bullshit! Just read the brief. The officers found the two women tanked on Chardonnay, reenacting scenes from that old sitcom, the, Get In Here or something.
Get a Room.
What?
The show was called Get a Room.
Get a Room.
Who gives a shit? That is the last time you get any sort of backup. The last time I sent any emergency services to check on one of your bullshit calls. Just answer the phone, make these kooks feel like the city listened to them, hang up, and move on. Am I clear?
Clear as Sprite.
Get that damn bulb replaced.
First hour of my shift is quiet. The cleaning crew is seeing more action than me. How does Faye do this? Faye. Can't believe I haven't heard from her. I consider calling her again, but Barbie has other plans. I grab pink plastic. I know the voice.
I need help. Please.
It's Kimmy. Little girl who introduced me to the shadows.
This is not good, Retta.
It's back. The shadow monster is back.
That's all I need to hear. You never saw an ass leave a chair like mine just did. I can't send Kimmy help, but I can send myself. Vez, cover for me? Gotta make a house call.
No way! For like something supernatural? Take me with you. The new guy can cover.
Todd? Vez, look at Todd.
What brand of rat poison was it? Okay, then you're fine.
He's not ready.
You're right. I got you.
Yo!
I hail a car. Not a cab. Not a rideshare. Just wave down a dude, show him a wad of cash.
I got 53 bucks.
He starts driving like it's the last lap of the Long Beach Grand Prix. Guess we have a deal. I'm in front of Kimmy's house in a matter of minutes. Dark. Quiet.
No, wait. Just ring the doorbell.
Nope. One kick. Always wanted to do that. To my surprise, I find a middle-aged woman vaping and watching TV on the couch.
Who the hell are you?
I'm friends with Kimmy. Wait, that didn't sound right.
Frickin' creep! Get the hell out of here!
Kimmy's mom punches me so hard, I fly out of my boots.
God damn! Shit, lady!
I had no idea that was possible.
Come on, motherfucker! Fight, Bob!
Even your socks suck.
It occurs to me that Kimmy's mom was not a playable character in Mortal Kombat.
Nice!
You're stronger than you look.
Seems like a missed opportunity.
Your hair is ridiculous. I'm calling the cops, you son of a bitch.
Please do.
I pick myself up when I hear...
Hey, up here!
Second floor window, brother!
Girl, must be Kimmy. In a room above the garage.
Are you the man from the phone?
That's me, kid.
It's here. The shadow. My mom doesn't believe me. She doesn't take me seriously.
I don't think she takes me seriously either.
I'm not making up monster stories.
Close your window. Stay in the light.
No time to wait for the cops, if Mom even called them. Need a diversion. Loud and bright. I hit the backyard. Take inventory. Tire swing. Lawn chairs.
The grill, man!
On it. I yank the propane tank free. Use my skinny $2 tie for a fuse. And just my luck.
Hell yes.
Got a matchbook from the hula shaker in my pocket.
Most fortuitous, my friend.
The shadow blitzes right for me. Time to wake the neighborhood. Oh! Tank blows early. I go flying one way. The vile lurk goes the other. See a swimming pool below. Hope I land in...
It's empty, man.
What?
Oh! Damn it!
The shadow. Blast took off its hand. It retreats. My head is rocked. Now if I can just locate a drum kit, maybe it'll turn out I can play like Faye.
What the hell are you doing back there? Get out of here!
Sorry, neighbor.
I look back and catch a glimpse of Kimmy's face pressed in the window. Still looks scared. She's pointing wildly at me. Oh. I'm on fire. Sprinklers, hot damn. I shoot Kimmy a wave. And dressed in about half the clothes I had on when I got here, I disappear down the block. My first house call in the books. Next morning, I'm having a real party pulling off my burnt clothes. Hate to put my underwear on repeat, but I'm not sure these are coming loose. One, two. I've got an evil warlock after me, third degree burns. This marvelous noise between my ears. But my biggest problem is Faye.
You have no new messages from Faye.
Faye's not home, so I head here. The library, her unofficial office. First three floors are clear. I reach the top of the escalator. There you go. Pink blazer. Typing away in the computer lab.
Faye.
What are you doing here?
Looking for you. I haven't heard from you. I called. I even texted. Is everything okay?
Is this a serious question?
Shh. What are you doing?
Leaving. Please don't follow me.
Faye!
Shh.
You shh. Faye! Ugh. Please. I don't know what's wrong. What's this about? Everything was awesome. I mean, we spent the night together.
Spent the night together? Have you lost your mind? You were screaming at me. You don't remember that? It was so awful and just...
Get away from me!
It barely sounded like you, but you were in my face, looking right into my eyes.
No.
Yes.
Faye.
Ronstadt, you scare me.
That's the second time I've heard that.
I think you're not well. You're sick. I don't know, schizophrenic? I feel for you, but I can't deal with this.
Please. Please let me show you something. Give me 2 minutes. Okay, 1 minute.
I lead Faye under a stairwell. There, in the darkness, I recite the lines.
Woo-hoo, Zabava-hoo.
I cast the spell, Sparkle Party. It's different this time. Not the firestorm I conjured out in the desert.
What is this?
It's magic.
I don't believe it. I'm sorry. I can't.
Faye!
The evidence is beginning to stack. I am a monster.
I am Rodstaff!
I walk aimlessly. Barely feel my feet touch pavement. Head Vox doesn't even bother chiming in to try and keep me in one piece.
You get yourself killed!
Then, I realize.
Who are you? Why are you here? Leave me alone!
I've done this before. Attacked with words. Verbal missiles launched at friends, potential lovers. It's not me. It's in me. Like the glowing eyes and the hot light from my hands. A relationship-slaughtering defense system meant to push people away, keep me alone. I'm not at the wheel. I don't call the shots. I suffer the consequences.
I don't need anyone!
Guzzlers into bed, Mr. Lash.
Call me Kenner. All of you.
Kenner.
What? What is this?
You are floating, Kenner. No, are you doing this?
No. Regrettably, I am not. Seems I am about to receive an unscheduled business call. Unfortunately, my associate takes shape by manipulating whatever objects might be lying around. In this case, the three of you.
Shadowmaster!
Head, was that necessary?
You have displeased us! Our confidence in you is waning.
I don't know what you mean.
We know of your recent setbacks. One of your Shadowmancers has been destroyed, another maimed. We have also gained word of the young stranger who slipped through your fingers. Perhaps the time has come to terminate our contract with the Shadowmancers and appoint Nolok to take over.
No.
No?
I've never failed to see a mission through to its end or to deliver on my promises. And I promise you, these setbacks will not undermine our progress. I've summoned additional Shadowmancers to bolster our ranks. As for the stranger, this Ronstadt, I'll make sure his blood-stained bones are in your hands soon enough.
Placating words. Be certain they count. And Shadowmaster, so long as your obligations remain unfulfilled, don't let us catch you engaged in such frivolous activities.
Zamora.
Yes, Mr. Lash.
Bring a mop.
Ronstadt stars Rhett McLaughlin and Link Neal, with Holly Jade, Clay Bennett, Mark DiCarlo, Stevie Wynn-Levine, Tobias Jelinek, Jonathan Medina, Michael Cienfuegos, Elizabeth Caro, Carly Rothenberg, Jonathan Straley, Jeffrey Kennedy, Sarah Rodenbaugh, Adam MacArthur, Richard Epcar, Reba Burr, Raul Ceballos, Brandon Parbs, and Christina Klebe. created by Jonathan Straley and Brandon Bestenheider. Written, directed by Jonathan Straley and Brandon Bestenheider. Executive produced by Rhett McLaughlin, Link Neal, Stevie Wynn-Levine, Mallory Schwartz, Rob Herding, and David Henning. Co-executive producers Chris Ferguson and Andrew Levine. Produced by Alexa Gabrielle Ramirez and Marlena Ma. Co-producers Jacob Moncrief and Michelle Zarati. Associate producer Jenna Purdy. Supervising producers Sandra Yi Ling and Xin Yin He Yu. Original music and composition by Mike McGinnis. Q Code Head of Music, Darren Johnson. Q Code Head of Mixing, Ben Milchev. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh, Ben Milchev, and Neely Oftering. Sound design by Umberto Corte. Sound mix by Eugenio Battaglia. Casting by Sunday Bowling and Meg Mormon. Assistant director Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor Liam Hooper. Welfare worker Valerie Pritzlaff. Assistant engineering by Beatrice Noronha. Additional editing by Matt Smalley. Dialogue editing by Andrea Velarde. Sound effects editing by Christoph Classe and Alex Lara Peralta. Production coordinators Brandon Weisner and Anna Basha Yokum. Post coordinator Rachel Yanover. Production assistants Nathan Yan, Bailey Grayson, and Jillian Avenas. Production legal Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting Pin Chen Liu. Produced in association with Oddfellows Post. Ronstadt is a Q Code, Wood Elf, and Mythical production.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy Lavallee.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.
Get ready for Tangents with Tyler and Todd, a brand new podcast that will be the newest addition to your weekly routine. Hi, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Todd, and we're your hosts, ready to dive in headfirst as we explore life's biggest questions. We were kind of caught up in other people's goals of what's normal.
And not for a moment did we let up the gas enough to think, what do we want? While giving ourselves permission to go completely off the rails. I don't think that dildo is, you can make it an adjective.
Dildoing?
Yeah.
Did I do that or did they?
It's giving comedy show with a sprinkle of soul searching on top. Premiering October 18th, Tangents with Tyler and Todd is your new go-to podcast that will make you laugh, cry, and question everything.
With new episodes every Wednesday, get ready to laugh, learn, and grow with us every week. Tangents is coming and you won't want to miss this.
Mark your calendars for October 18th and subscribe to Tangents with Tyler and Todd wherever you listen to your podcasts.